Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Whether you're joining us through Conversations Radio Network, we welcome you. For those joining us on the radio dial in Mississippi at WYAD 94.1 FM, we're glad you all could tune in. And then, of course, those joining us on the East Coast in Atlanta at 106 Live, we're glad you all could be with us as well. For those joining us on the radio side, we have an amazing hour coming up for you guys. You all are not going to believe who we have coming up, including Olympic gold medalist Tori Bowie. But we're kicking off this hour with recording artist Tierra Macklin. He's making his first appearance on our program. I actually was on Instagram, and I saw a post about a new single called Somebody Else by Tierra Macklin. I headed over to our friends at Amazon.com, got the single for myself, enjoyed the single, then I reached out to Tierra, and now we have him here with us today. We're going to talk to Tierra not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that with all of you, but also, of course, what it's been like for him to see the response as well. If you're just now hearing the single, we'll tell you a little bit later how you can get it for yourself. But Tierra, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Thanks a lot, Cyrus. Thanks for having me, and thanks everyone who's listened to the single so far.
Yeah. Well, man, let's start off with that, because as I said, it was actually through a post on Instagram, which really does show the power of social media. I was on Instagram, was not following you at the time, but someone posted about your song, and, of course, your handle there, and I then began following you and went over and got the single. What has it been like for you, Tierra, to see the way that people are responding to this song?
It's great, and like you said, it speaks to the times with social media. It's awesome that as an independent artist, I can use a platform like Instagram, a platform like Facebook to connect directly with people who would like the music. And, you know, when I'm writing the songs, I'm thinking, like, they're going to love this. But then to put it out there and to get that response and they do actually love it, it's a blessing.
Right. There's definitely a powerful message in this single. We're going to talk more about that here a little bit later. But let's go back to this musical journey for you, Tierra, because after, like I said, after I saw the post, I then began following you on social media. So I got a chance through social media to be able to find out more about what you've done musically. What has it been like for you to reflect on this journey and where you started off and where you are today?
It's humbling because, like, at the time that I released the single, I'm still, you know, working full time at, you know, a normal job that I'm using to fund this thing. But just from the time where I was a kid, traveling with different choruses, traveling with the church choir, to now where I can, like I said, independently put out the music, it's a learning experience. It's unlearning what I thought about the music industry and learning this new way of this 2000s industry.
Right, right. And so much has changed, right? Later on in this hour, we're going to be speaking with recording artist Will Downing. I mean, he's celebrating his 19th album this year. I mean, I look at where music has been, I think, you know, over the past even 10 years, and so much of the way that we find out about music is so different versus, you know, how it is today. Do you feel as though that's been one of the things that's kind of helped you along the way, Tierra, is being aware of how people are listening to music and then to make sure that you're getting to where people are?
Yes, that is one of the things that has helped me. And so I'm not only am I familiar with it as a listener, I mean, as an artist, but also as a listener. So the independent artists that I really like, I'm looking at what they're doing and the methods that they're using to market their stuff, and I'm learning so much.
And I think that is a great thing as well. And you also are showing other people by example, Tierra, what it takes about the importance of being consistent at anything, regardless of what profession it might be, but also, of course, not giving up. I mean, you know, as far as when it comes to just stepping out and saying, you know what, this is what I want to do, and I'm just going to go for it, how did you find the courage to do that? Because there are so many people out there, maybe even some listening to this broadcast, who will say, you know what, I've always wanted to do X, Y, or Z, but I never thought I could, or I never thought I'd get the support. How did you get over those what-if questions and just go for it here?
Well, through the years, I've been back and forth, like, I want to do this full-time. Oh, no, I can only do it part-time. It's so scary to take a chance. But as I meet more people, especially older people, they talk to me and they tell me that I don't want to get to their age and have regrets about what I could have done or what I should have done, or realize 20 or 30 years from now that it would have been so easy in 2016 to just take a step and in the direction that I wanted to go. And so
yeah.
just them talking about some of the regrets that they had back then. So a few months ago in March, when I was actually before I even decided to do this album, I was planning to purchase a condo out here in L.A. So I was saving up money and just getting everything together for that. And then I thought about it again, and I'm like, if I do this right now, I'm not going to – like, this is what I'm going to be doing for the next 30 years. It's paying this thing off. And I thought, like, you know, I can put this money that I have right here into something else. And that's when I realized that putting money into my talent is an investment in me, much in the same way that people invest in stocks in other companies.
For sure. For sure. I think that's a great way of being able to look at it, for sure. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're kicking off this hour today with recording artist Tierre Macklin. For those who have been joining us on Conversations Radio Network, you know that Tierre is our artist of the week this week. Every week we have a featured artist that we have along with our news program. Tierre's single, A Somebody Else, is that featured song for us this week. We're going to tell you all a little bit later how you can get it for yourself. Do you think part of the reason why the fans are gravitating to you, Tierre, and that your music speaks to them is because it's something all of us can relate to? Because I think about this particular single, and I think men and women both know what it's like to either have messed up and to realize, okay, mm-hmm. I want to fix this, but now I realize you have moved on, but also to be in
right.
a situation where we wonder what could have been. I mean, do you think that's been part of the connection that people are having?
That's definitely it, and people have reached out to me and said that, you know, and thanked me for being able to put these thoughts into words. Because a lot of times, you know, we don't allow ourselves to be vulnerable and even think about these things. Not to maybe reach out to that person who is now with someone else, but just to allow our own selves to just think about it and to reflect on it, to grow from it. So this song resonates with a lot of people because it represents those vulnerabilities that we all have that we ignore most of the time.
Mm-hmm. You know, so let's talk about that a little bit more, because, of course, you know, I have heard authors say on this program over the years, Tierre, that, you know, the things that resonate the most with readers are the things that normally resonate the most with them as a storyteller. Do you find that for you, as you are writing a song like Somebody Else, that life is one of the big teachers for you that you're able to kind of share in music?
Yes, that life is my biggest teacher, and all of the songs that I write are based in experiences that I've gone through or of someone who's like really close to me. But on this latest album and Somebody Else, those are things personal to me, to my life experiences.
Yeah. Have you gotten used to the idea I mentioned after I saw that post on Instagram? I headed over to Amazon.com. One of our friends here had Conversations Live and got that single for yourself. Of course, it's available on other online retailers. Have you gotten used to that, that the place that you would go to buy your favorite artist, that now people can go and buy music by you?
No, I'm not used to it at all. And when I talk to my friends or even like acquaintances and I tell them, I'm like, oh, you should really listen to my new single. And they're like, oh, where can I get it? I'm like, well, do you have Apple Music or Spotify or Amazon? And they're like, yeah, I have that. I'm like, well, how did you get it there? I'm like, man, it's a pretty long journey to get there, but I'm not
right.
used to it yet. It's surreal.
Mm-hmm. Well, to pick up on that point then, Tierre, have you gotten used to the idea of having fans, that you now have people who enjoy your music as you have enjoyed other artists' music?
Not really. No, it's all new and it's growing on me. So just to have someone say, you know, I really love this song, it really spoke to me, or to have someone say that, you know, like I'm motivating them to like start taking their music seriously, it's very new to me. I'm happy that I'm in that position, and I know that it's a position of responsibility. So I'm trying to before I just jump into it, I just want to think about, you know, what it means to have a voice that's reaching so many people.
Right. Well, for those who have not had a chance to hear it, here is Somebody Else by recording artist Tierre Macklin. We'll be back with our final moments with Tierre right after this, so stay with us.
Thank you. so funny running into you. I can't lie, this was planned. I was chilling with somebody else and heard you be here from a friend.
So I got dressed in what I felt was short to impress.
Tried to look perfect, you deserve nothing less.
And thought about how I feel when I saw your smile.
Since I hadn't seen it in a while, it's been a long time coming, I admit. Back then, you were just a secret. You were always everything I need, and only I didn't realize it.
And now you're with somebody else. Never imagine how I feel knowing you're kissing on somebody else. Yes, the love is real, even though you.
It must be crazy to hear.
You say everything you imagined back then.
When I spent my days with someone else.
And I thought we're too limited.
I'm not trying to break up your happy family. If that's the case, stay and ignore me. But if you think long when you hear this song, I love to see your name come across my phone. A long time coming, I admit. Back then, I just wouldn't commit. You were always everything I need, and I was too selfish to notice.
And now you're with somebody else. Never imagined how I feel knowing you.
Recording artist Tierre Macklin right here on Conversations Live, where you're tuning in on the radio side or online. We actually are speaking with Tierre today, not only about his musical journey, but what it's been like for him to share that with all of you. So tell us more information about the album, Tierre. I mean, when can our audience expect it, and what do you hope they're able to take away from it when it releases?
All right. My album, Dreams Cost, will be available on Friday, 12:01 a.m. on all digital platforms. I really want people to understand from listening to this album that life happens. Things are going to happen. We have positive experiences. We have negative experiences. We have things we learn from. We have things that we never even had to go through. But we need to take all those different things and put them, like, let them be a part of us, and let's grow from it, map some goals, make those things happen, and let everything from the past be what got you to where you're going. But don't stop because you go through something that maybe you don't see how it works in your favor.
Gotcha. So this Friday, September the 2nd, people will be able to get the new album. And as you heard Tierra mention, it's going to be on all the platforms. So you can definitely take advantage of that. We're going to tell you all here in just a moment how you can be able to stay connected with Tierra as well. As I mentioned, he is on social media. I have to talk to you about the live performance, Tierra, because I've heard artists talk about that, you know, for them, you know, of course, the studio is one thing because there you're able to get it exactly how you want it to be. The live performance is definitely something else. I mean, what is that experience like for you to be up on that stage and to be able to feel the energy of the crowd coming back up at you?
Well, you know, just working off of the crowd, like that's all it is. Like people, they have something that they need. The artist has something that they came for. So I just work off of that, and I don't worry much about like slip ups and mess ups. I've been performing a while, so I'm pretty good at, you know, either bouncing back if something does happen, but putting on a show that people can love and familiarize with.
Yeah. And then, of course, you know, we mentioned the fans earlier. I mean, we definitely have to talk about the people you're able to inspire. I mean, what has that been like for you to see how, by your pursuing your own goals and dreams, Tierra, about how you've been able to inspire other people, either those that you know or people who are just finding out about you, about the importance of going after their own goals?
Well, it means a lot. And what I've seen is that, like, it's not only, like, younger people, but older people, and not people from just one race, but lots of people who these messages or this message in this particular song has resonated with, and it's inspired them to just go a little bit forward. And so it's told me or taught me to speak up. You know, if I have a thought or if there's something that I'm going through, I need to speak up in order to improve conditions, because there's no telling what the next person is going through and how me taking on my situation head on is going to get them to where they need to go.
For sure. Great thing, for sure. Again, everyone, Tierra Macklin has been our guest. Make sure you all get that single, Somebody Else, through our friends, of course, through Amazon.com or through your favorite online retailer. Remember, the album is coming out this Friday, that's September the 2nd, so you all can be able to end off the week with that and also begin a new month with that as well. What is the title of the album, Tierra?
The album is Dreams Cost.
All right. So Dreams Cost, and I think that's a great reminder for all of us that there's definitely hard work involved for sure if you want to see your goals and dreams coming true. Tierra, again, thank you so much for the time. How can our audience stay connected with you and keep up what's coming up next for you?
Yes, I'm on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, Tierra Macklin, TierreMacklin.
So make sure you all stay connected with Tierra. We'll be tagging him both on Facebook and Twitter with the link to this conversation for those joining us online. If you all came in late, you missed part of the conversation, you can catch the replay completely for free thanks to our friends through blogtalkradio.com. So you all be able to find that link on our Facebook and Twitter pages. I'll tell you what that is here in just a moment. Tierra, again, congratulations to you, man, and thank you so much for the time. Really appreciate it.
No, Cyrus, thank you. Thanks for reaching out. I really appreciate your time.
Hey, man, glad to do it. For our radio audience, you all stay where you are. After a very quick break, we have the one and only Olympic gold medalist, Tori Buies, coming on the program to talk to us not only about her amazing year this year at the Olympics in Rio, but also, of course, what it's been like for her to come back. Of course, she's from my home state of Mississippi, so we're real excited and honored to be able to have Tori on with us. After that conversation, we'll be hearing from award-winning recording artist Will Downing. So as I said, a very powerful hour coming up for you guys here at Conversations Live. If you all came in late, though, you missed part of the conversation with Tierra, and you're joining us online, don't worry. You can catch the entire replay completely for free. Thanks to our friends at social media. The link is already posted. It's at facebook.com/CyrusWeb, or you can head over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. You can click on that link, listen to the show completely for free, and share it with your friends from there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.